This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I've been thinking about... This has been bothering me. I've been thinking about electricity. And for the last several weeks, I've been thinking about this, laying awake at night, and here it is. So if you look at the power grid in the United States of America, half of it is connected to the ground, literally. And you've heard that term. Is it grounded? Is it shorted? Which means, you know, shorted to ground, typically. Not always, but sometimes. And you look at those power cords, and let's say you have a coffee maker. And that coffee maker has a standard AC wall plug, two wires with a plug on the end. You plug that into the wall. One of those wires is to the ground. And when I say to the ground, I mean it is literally at your electrical breaker box or fuse box or electrical service panel. One of those wires is attached to a heavy copper wire that is run outside the building, attached to a ground rod that's 8 feet long, and it's pounded into the ground, all except for maybe the last inch or two. And sometimes they just disappear because the ground covers them up, you know, over time, and you can't find them. But at the bottom of every power pole, there is a coil of wire, you know, a circle of wire, concentric circle, that goes all the way up to the top of the power pole, heavy copper wire. You can just look at any power pole, any of those wooden power poles, you'll see it. Stapled, goes all the way up to the top, connects to one of those wires that travels horizontally across the landscape to the next power pole, which has a ground wire that goes down to the ground and it's buried, you know, 6 feet deep. So half of our electric grid is connected to the ground. Your computer, it's got two wires, sometimes three. Let me tell you what the colors are so you can identify this easily. If you were to cut open one of those three-conductor computer power cords, one of the wires would be green. That's the ground wire. One of the wires would be white. That's also connected to the ground. It's called common, but it's connected to the ground. Sometimes it's called neutral. Sometimes it's called common, but it's connected to the ground. And the other one's black. And that one is considered the hot one, you know, the one that carries electricity. So in the case of your computer, two of the three wires go to the ground. In the case of your kitchen mixer, one of the two wires goes to the ground. In the case of your microwave oven, two of the three wires go to the ground because it has a three-prong plug. So think about this, and then think about all these wires that we have in our house that pick up electricity because they act as antennas as well. And so they pick up radio frequencies. The wiring in your house picks up your Wi-Fi. It picks up television signals. I'm talking about your power wiring, you know, that Romex wiring in your wall. It picks up radio signals, radio frequencies, television signals. It picks up microwave signals. All the electricity that's in the air get picked up, either by the ground, it gets lost in the atmosphere, or it gets picked up wires that bring it to the ground. So my question is really this. Because of all of these conveniences, and this is all man-made, we did this. We generate electricity with fossil fuels, natural gas, coal. We generate nuclear decay, and we generate it with dammed up water. So we make all this electricity, and half of it goes into the ground. So my question is, have we damaged the planet with all of this electricity? So what are your thoughts? Anybody there?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, you didn't introduce me? You told me not to. I didn't know you were asking me that question.
Yeah, I'm asking you. So what are your thoughts about all that?
I had no clue. I was told to be quiet. Well, I'm standing over in the corner out there in the hallway.
No, I tell you,
highest grade in algebra. Now, listen, what you just said has several ways of looking at things, including flat earth and round earth, because in metaphor, all roads lead to Rome, but you need a North Star point of reference to know which direction you're going in. Okay? So that's what ground is. It's your point of reference. It's in reference to something. When you talk 60 cycle, 60 cycles does not mean it's vibrating at 60 times a second, because in Europe it's 50, and you need a converter. So what you're saying is not functionally like Edison and those guys. You need a point of reference. Is it to this or to that? And Earth, remember, you take your socks off and you wiggle your toes in the surf, in the soil, and you're, quote, grounded. Metaphor abound. It is a point of reference that can have many different meanings, including roundings and flat. And when you realize that the Ark of the Covenant was a gigantic battery, and what they did, that's when Moses' sister looked in it and her face was scarred. That's battery acid. And when you stuck the poles from the Ark of the Covenant in the ground and the armies wiggled like worms, what does that remind you of? Sticking power into the earth, or going from one electrode to the other, and by the time it goes from one house to the other, it's pretty well absorbed down to the billionth degree, so there isn't any worms, unless the Ark of the Covenant was a very large battery. Now, the second rabbit hole that led to a different one on your initial statement was about the grid situation that Matt Stein and I talked about. Yes, we have a grid for the United States, and there's a second grid for the state of Texas. Now, that means Texas is its own country. You know, with an EMP strike, whatever. You know, there's a lot of different ways one can see what you're asking. And so I'm not sure which way you want me to go, but grounding is used in psychology. Like, you hit me with a flat iron skillet and I'm grounded. And I got the message, that kind of thing. I try not to use bad words. Now, I don't know how to respond to that, because electricity could have not been back and forth, you know, like cycles. It could have been a direct current as opposed to an alternate current, just like analog. Doesn't have to be analog. It could be digital. It's a way of compiling information. And the idea is electricity real? Well, if I got hit by a lightning bolt, I'd certainly. Why is the lightning bolt going from the cloud down to Earth? Why does it want to hit a tall tree before it gets to the Earth? These, and then going through the tree down into the Earth again. So are we damaging the earth with our electricity? No. That is absurd because Schumann's resonance is the vibratory harmonic created from lightning strikes at any point on earth at any given moment, and that's Schumann's resonance. And that first Titan, a little asteroid out there by Jupiter, is 4, to be distinguished from Earth, which is 8.637 da-da-da-da-da. And that had to do with theta and certain grades of sleep grades, like, you know, sleep one, sleep two. You have different kinds of dream states and where they occur. And this kind of a dream has to do with Schumann's resonance and vibratory resonance with the earth. Say, where do you want to go with that? How's that one for an open?
One of the things I wanted to do is explain what you meant, or explain what I meant at the opening of this broadcast. So
lose power by using ground. Okay, it doesn't work like that. What ground does is it's an attenuator. Attenuation is absorption. And so if you have complete absorption, what would be your best attenuator? The biggest object there is. Is that you? Is that your house? Is that your city? Or is that your planet?
Mm-hmm.
Ground.
What I wanted to share with the class was I wanted to surprise the class with you being on the air today. And so what I said, I've been thinking about this for several days. What is the best way to introduce Ricky for this broadcast on Thursday?
Oh, Ricky.
So what I thought was I could just ask a question without the normal, you know, introduction of the instructor. Just ask a question and then have Rick just respond, and everybody knows who Rick is. So that was my intent.
Like the Blues Brother one better.
Well, that was my intent. So at the last moment, just before the broadcast started, I asked Jason. I said, Jason, can you do me a favor? Can you ask Rick not to say anything, and let me just ask this question, and when I say, what are your thoughts, then have Rick come in.
Well, I didn't know that. I wasn't told that. You know,
well, that was it.
Like my pant, I was still on the toilet or whatever. Yeah, but you know, it's hey. How did he put it? Hey, it's me, and don't mess with the Fonz.
So here's, you know, you brought up a really, really important point, and
what, the Ark
you talked
of the
about.
Covenant?
Well, when you know when. I'm specifically referring to when you talked about attenuation.
Yeah.
And there are a couple things there. And you're right. What is the biggest attenuator? Well, the biggest one that's around here in Missouri is the planet. The biggest one that's in Grants Pass, Oregon is the planet Earth. And what we seem to be doing is sending everything. We're sending everything to the ground. Okay? Trash. Pretty much everything comes into the ground, whether we burn it and the particles fall down to the ground and just get spread over a wide area, or whether we just dump it, or we dump it in the sea. I mean, it goes into the planet, and that's the biggest attenuator until it can't take it anymore. And one of the points that you made is why, or questions you asked is why does lightning hit the building or the tree? Because it's the tallest or the closest to the lightning. And electricity flat out is lazy. And I'm not exaggerating. Electricity is lazy and it wants the shortest path to the ground. And that's the answer. It wants the shortest path to the ground. So the tree is the shortest path to the ground, or the building. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the power grid, and we're talking about grounding, and we're talking about electricity, and half the power grid is connected to the ground, literally. And we've done this. I mean, this before man, none of this was here. And the question, the big question is, how much are we damaging the planet? Let me give you an example, class. So there are many stories of farms and farmers that go out in the field and they see the cows kind of, they pick up their feet and they shake their, you know, their hooves. And they kind of dance around, kind of like something's bothering them. And what happens is when it rains, the electricity travels through the ground more easily than when there's a drought. So what some of these power lines that are buried seem to develop faults, ground faults, and the electricity goes into the ground. And the cows walk near that area, and they can't stand it. They're being electrocuted through their hooves. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. Other animals experience the same thing. So there are all kinds of problems with electricity and the ground. And our electrical system was designed to have half of it be the ground and the other half be insulated from the ground. But the other half that's insulated from the ground is trying its best to get to the ground. Rick, how much do you think, or have we damaged the planet or not with this crazy scheme because of we want convenience. We want that electric coffee maker to wake up before we do, make the coffee so we can have it ready in the morning. Our cell phones, all the rest of these gadgets that we think are necessary that consume electricity How much have we damaged the planet, if at any?
So, is he there?
No, I mean, it's a tough question.
Here we go. I'm trying to be mindful. Okay, so you have a choice of looking at it as damaging the Earth or it's flat. And if you look at it this way, then these are the solutions. And if you look at it that way, those are the solutions. When you log an area, for example, I'm using this as a metaphor. When you log an area, if you leave the logging there, then you have a forest. If you remove the log, now you have barren. And it's a metaphor again of you're touching the toes. Is that horse out there prancing because he's being electrocuted or revived? And the correct answer is yes, because that's what they call grounding and metaphor to Om Shri Padme Om. I mean, you know, if you look at it this way, you're being grounded and the horse is dancing. And if you look at it that way, the horse is in pain. Is it in pain, or is it being recharged and renewed? And the correct answer, again, is yes, because both are true, predicated on your definitions and assumed truths, you know, like whether or not Jesus saves. It's arbitrary, and it is the limitation of what science is and what it is not. And everybody feels that science is the leading religion of the world today, because if science has the answer, then it must be good. And that's not true either, because science isn't real. It is one half of two sides now, like Joni Mitchell would say. I can see both sides now. And that is what I'm trying to suggest, why we have two brains and why you have choice in terms of how you choose to see what's going on. Yesterday, I went up to get a riding lawnmower that they were going to give away, Craftsman, an old Craftsman. You know, it needed a fuel line and a starter switch. And you start it with a screwdriver. And they're going to give it to me. But to get up that hill, I had to go 3.5 miles on a single dirt road up to 2,600 feet straight down. And when I got up there, here's this mansion that a woman has dug in 30 years and been living there for 30 years. And she's downsized. And so they, by the way, they listened to your show. She's listening right now. Thank you very much. She's half Chinese and half American, and she's got
we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Hurricane Laura making landfall near Cameron, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Those winds weakening a bit in the past hour, and parts of southeast Texas are thankful to have been missed by the worst of the storm. Jefferson County spokesperson Allison Getz says the Golden Triangle region around Beaumont was extremely lucky.
We're praying for the folks in Louisiana who have seemed to sustain a significant damage during the storm. I don't know why, but it appears like we've dodged a bullet.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and 7 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire in light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
TV.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Rick, you were telling us about this craftsman riding lawnmower. And did you want to continue that story?
Well, I just met some very interesting people that were up on top of a mountain, had been there 30 years, and when I thought I was a prepper, I mean, this woman had her behind together. I mean, really impressive with wood, you know, chop wood carrying water, that kind of thing. It was amazing to realize that Williams, Oregon, have some dug-in hippies that have been there a long time and have their act together in the event of grid-down situation. This woman wouldn't even know the difference other than she can't use a cell phone, but she can certainly pick up radio stations. And so she's in the middle of nowhere with Radio Free America listening to what's going on in the universe and how it's in. It was a journey just to get to her location. Should have seen this trying. We figured out how to get this lawnmower in my truck without having to take the camper top off. That was interesting. How did you get it up into the truck when you can't lift it? We had some physics, and it worked. It went transparent. Fine. Took us half an hour to get this lawnmower into the truck. We took the steering wheel off, and everything went downhill from there. It was all easy. Now, I'm impressed with realizing how innovative some people are that would listen to radio but not use a computer, per se. It's interesting, you know, concepts going on out there. And that was that was what I did yesterday. I went a journey into the woods. I got up to about 2,500 feet and on a mountaintop and had a home that was built up there with inlaid slate on and kitchen floors. I mean, its thing was incredible. And I remember living kind of like that when I was working with the military, where you had to come in to get me. You had to come in with a helicopter because you had to walk into where I was, and it would be a journey. And so they would always bring a helicopter in to get me out. I was like trying to be a real mountain man, you know. I just remember putting up, 20 cord just for that winter to heat my home. Frost line started at 3 feet, and that's where they started, and I would get to 20 below zero for 2 weeks at a time. The chuckers would be on a tree, four across, his big fat wound bottles because they were cold, and they just sat there as birds, chuckers. And it was interesting, to live like that and realize there's going to be a time, because of the way America is changing, we are never going to go back to what we were with groups and football games and things like that because of technology. And, you know, the weaponization of things. And whether or not they're real or not, you have no idea of the potential. And because it's about potential, there has to be some kind of due diligence in protecting oneself. And I don't have the answers. I'm sitting here as an old person, so very glad I'm not a Gen X. I wouldn't want to live in this new world the way it's going. And none of us have any say in it.
But we're the guys that our generation and the few before us are the ones that made this mess.
Well, that's the deal. You know, greed is good. You know, I'm going to build this nuclear power plant, and I'll let you worry about how to get rid of the waste.
Yeah, and there's a term for that. There's a term for that, and it's called externalization. And, I don't remember. I don't remember learning that term when I went to the university to study finance and economics. So I spent 6 years in the classroom.
Well, that's because your set of values are different, and each generation is different. Are they better or worse? Well, yes and no. I was raised to respect age. No matter what, that person had to go through more lessons than I did, and for me to presume I'm more deserving is not correct. And yet, the Gen X's in their big, giant white trucks roaring down the street as me first because I've got a bigger truck and I'm tougher is called in food line, we call that crowding. And I am watching the way people behave as me first. And it's a shame because there's a disparity between war babies and baby boomers and baby boomers. And, you know, it's the different generations. And today, these kids think they have the answers. And they're, you've got a handful of problems I can't even want to address. For example, your New Madrid fault line. You know, you can see Yellowstone now with tomography as far as Ohio. And if you follow the lava flows and how they're going to blow when Yellowstone goes, you know, the Midwest is going to be cut in half with the Mississippi River flooding. That's by all standards, not just, you know, Chet Snow or Scallion or Edgar Casey. It's any way you look at it, it's going to happen. And because it takes one full year to power one of these nuclear power plants down, your region at some point is, if they're not careful, is going to be uninhabitable. Because when the grid goes down, that's it. It isn't going to be so easy to bring it back up. And that's what Matt's story or paper that was in Workbook 2 titled 400 Chernobyls. Now, that was before Fukushima when he wrote that. And what you have now in the Midwest is at least 28 Fukushima-like events that can happen. And in New York on the Hudson, it's Indian Point. Down in Florida, it's, I mean, the list goes on. Why are we not talking about those kinds of things in the media? And oh, by the way, I just wanted to make a comment. When you first came on the air, before you came on, they were doing the news, and some guy in a commercial before they finished the news talked so fast. How did he do that? Well, they speeded up his audio, but it was crazy because even with my fast rapid, I couldn't understand a single thing he said. Why did they do that? Is it a game or is it plausible deniability because we said it? Or what was that about? There are so many things like that going on. I, of course, know why they did it, but how does one do that? Just like that. Do you remember that one? Play it out, man. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Rick.
It's commercial?
Rick,
that's not a commercial. That's something else.
You mentioned the New Madrid Fault in Missouri.
Yes, I did.
On the edge of Missouri, and that's a concern. But I'm looking at a map right now of the nuclear reactors across the United States of America, and pretty much most of the people in the country are downwind from a nuclear reactor. For example, in Washington, you have one nuclear reactor in the southeastern corner. California has four on the coast. Arizona has three. Texas has four. Louisiana has two. But the ones in Louisiana are right next to Mississippi. Okay? And Mississippi is to the east of Louisiana. Arkansas has two. Missouri has one.
And it only took one in Fukushima to affect the entire west coast of the United States. One event,
right?
So if you
think about
30 foot,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you
what I'm saying, Rick,
what's going to happen?
Yeah, even though the United States has its major density of nuclear reactors, if you cut the country in half, north and south, and you say, okay, so you draw a line from the north to the south, through North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and you say, okay, you have that line going vertically, and you look to the right, most of the reactors are on the right side, meaning Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Arkansas, Louisiana.
Food belt.
Illinois is really dense with them. Okay. And so the wind blowing from west to east, everybody gets it, really. And those who live on the west coast of the United States get it from Europe. So if, you know, there's so many nuclear reactors, regardless of the New Madrid fault, there's so many other reactors. There are 104 of them. And you're right, it takes a year to shut one down. And we don't have a year's worth of fuel. So if one goes down, if the grid goes down, we don't have a cooling system. Right? The cooling system would be backed up by a generator. And that has 30 days worth of fuel. So we got 30 days to shut down a reactor that takes a year. And that is the greed. That is the externalization. That is, well, we'll let somebody else worry about that.
And then you talk
future
about blogging and spot
and that's
it
what
out.
We've done.
I helped Paul Newman write that spot it out thing. And when Clinton went to Portland, Gore spent 3 days in my home talking to me about wanting to be on his cabinet. And I asked him what planet he was from when he told me that agriculture was not important, that we could let other countries supply the United States on that, that we should focus on high-tech physics. And I, one of the reasons as a physicist I went into agriculture is because that's primary, like our water. And if water and food, that's why I teach children aquaculture, because they're going to need to know how to produce their own food when your so-called just-in-time delivery systems are locked down like they were during the virus. Now, cities like Chattanooga already have started an infrastructure where every single restaurant on the Chattanooga River have a greenhouse. They right now produce 40% of the food consumed in that city. And some of the skyscrapers in New Jersey across the river from the Hudson, these big giant skyscrapers, the top of all of those skyscrapers is their farming garden to feed the cafeteria in that building. Now, I am going to tell everybody, you want to start prepping, I think the first thing that you start to do, there's 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. What's important? You start with your air. And, you know, what we're breathing.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, most of the reactors are designed to be close to large volumes of water. So, for example, they're usually near large lakes or rivers or the ocean. And the reason for that is nuclear reactors generate so much heat that heat has to be dumped someplace. And it's easier to move water a shorter distance than it is to move it to a farther distance. So what they do is they put nuclear reactors close to bodies of water, and some of them are the oceans. And I guess, like in Fukushima, the General Electric engineers threw caution to the wind and said, don't worry about a tsunami, don't worry about a storm surge, it'll be okay. And as we all know, it was not okay. So it's easier to move electricity than it is to move water. So the idea is put the reactors closer to the source of the water and move the electricity farther. And if you think about it, where are the reactors? Well, the reactors are close to where the consumption is. And the consumption is where there's a high density of people. And that's why most of the nuclear reactors on the in the United States are on the East Coast, where most people live. So the highest density of population, that's where the nuclear reactors are. It's amazing. And we've done this to ourselves, and we didn't need to do it, because the electric companies are in the business of selling electricity. They're not in the business of conserving electricity. So the bottom line there is that why conserve electricity? We'll just pollute the planet more, faster, and throw caution to the wind. It's absolutely insane what we have done.
Oregon developed a buoy that goes up and down with the tide every day. And that buoy generates power because of its movement, it's, you know, in the ocean. And when I was up in Nova Scotia, in the northern part of that island, Nova Scotia is an island, they had tide changes up there of 60 feet during the day. And I did a quick calculation, and just putting buoys up at the northern end of Nova Scotia was enough tidal movement to empower the entire northern part of the eastern seaboard all the way down to Florida, just from Nova Scotia. And when you talk about the Tanana Chiefs and the pipeline coming out of Alaska, and the complications they had going across the Indian reservations in North and South Dakota and just running oil all the way from Alaska as opposed to power from buoys in Nova Scotia. I don't understand why the old families, what they did in Oregon last 2 months ago was that they opened up spotted owl land that was unloggable to the old families of Oregon for economic relief. And there was a feeding frenzy. And in 2 months, there was 57,000 acres in local Oregon, down where I live, whacked in less than 2 months. And I'm not kidding. This just happened. Unbelievable. And yet, I have a cultivar of hemp that grows 15 feet per year. And right now, they're doing experiments on the Columbia River with cottonwood that will grow 7 to 10 feet a year using old heli loggers. The loggers wanted to use the old equipment. They want to keep all their jobs. And so they got all the heli loggers now coppicing the top 10 feet of cottonwood on the Columbia River. And yet, the nuts of growing hemp and medical marijuana and CBD is rampant, and nobody has realized that even if you grow hemp as a virgin white paper, a book I wrote with Chuck Walters 25 years ago, nobody is talking to me about that because I'm a persona non grata, and I'm unbelievably disappointed in mentality of greed first rather than thinking about a simple incubator, putting a small field in, showing how fast it grows and what your yield per acre is and biomass. It has always been used for rope and sailcloth. When you make sailcloth, a sail out of hemp, it's strong and can take on the winds. It's a sailboat and rope, same thing. But as a virgin white paper, there is nothing that can compete to it. And even if you made toilet paper, you wouldn't get high.
Now, Rick, you mentioned the Columbia River. There's radioactive waste still flowing in the Columbia River from the Hanford plant.
They're already seeing it as far as San Francisco and the tuna that they're pulling in out of San Francisco now from the Columbia River. It's not from Fukushima. It's from Hanford Lake.
And we did it. And we did it during World War II to make the bombs for Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.